This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. Voting is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polling in Maharashtra amid tight security. According to the Election Commission, 47.92% voting took place in Jharkhand till 1 p.m. Voting is being held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. while Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. In Maharashtra, 32.18% voting took place till 1 p.m. according to the Election Commission's data. Elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase in the state. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. By-elections are also being held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over 4 states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown this evening. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. Mr. Modi reached Guyana this morning on a 3-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, Prime Minister Mark Anthony Phillips, and over a dozen cabinet ministers. He was also accorded a ceremonial welcome. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has embarked on a 3-day visit to Laos to attend the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus. During the meeting, he will also address the Forum on Regional and International Security Issues. It is the highest defence consultative and cooperative mechanism in ASEAN and is a platform for ASEAN member states of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, Vietnam and its 8 dialogue partners, including India, US, China, Russia, Japan and South Korea. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Aswani Vaishnav today said that India's creative economy has emerged as a $30 billion industry, contributing nearly 2.5% of GDP and providing livelihoods to 8% of the workforce. In an article in English and Hindi dailies, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that this industry is a dynamic force, with an influencer marketing sector valued at over 3,000 crore rupees and over 2 lakh full-time content creators. In the write-up, while talking about the 55th International Film Festival of India, which will begin in Goa this evening, the minister said that over the next 8 days, the event will showcase hundreds of films, host masterclasses with industry stalwarts and honor the finest in global cinema. The Delhi government has decided to implement work from home for its 50% its employees amid poor air quality in Delhi NCR. City Environment Minister Gopal Rai has convened a meeting this afternoon to implement this measure. The air quality in the Delhi NCR region continues to remain in the severe category with an average air quality index of 430 at 1 this afternoon. According to the Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city have breached the 450 AQI levels. Delhi's Ashok Vihar station was recorded 466, Anand Vihar at 459, Bhavana at 467, Jahangirpuri at 461, Mundka at 464, Rohini at 462, and Wazirpur at 466. India has called upon the developed countries to fulfill the agreed commitments relating to the adaptation finance needs of the developing countries. In a statement at the High-Level Ministerial Dialogue Climate Change Adaptation during the COP29 to the UN Climate Change Summit at Baku in Azerbaijan, India said developing countries are suffering the impacts of climate change largely due to the historical emissions of developed countries. The statement read, developing countries are suffering the impacts of climate change largely due to historical emissions of developed countries. The lives and livelihoods of peoples in the developing countries are at stake. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.